Well, Chelsea, you're suppose new to the team this year, first time out, and you pick up an All-Star award. It has to be a huge occasion for you and for your family.
Yeah, it was really only my first year playing senior, so it was a big shock to the system even being nominated for one of these things. Never mind actually getting it.
How daunting of was it as a task, Chelsea, suppose getting into play with Terman? They're all Ireland winners. You have the likes of Jerry McLaughlin alongside you. You have a couple of the McCafferty's beside you as well, and Nicole McLaughlin also. So slotting into that half-back line, full-back line, it had to be a daunting task, but it seems you took it in your stride.
At the start, I felt very out of my depth, but I kind of got into it then, and everyone was really nice and everything, so it was good.
Nice is one way of putting it, but suppose the tenacity of the training, I know that goes on down in Terman, but also suppose you came with a mission this year and it was getting back to the top of Donegal football. You achieved that. It has to be very happy.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that in underage before. I've never got a win in everything, but it was a really good moment.
And did you enjoy it? I suppose playing in county finals and county semi-finals and Ulster finals.
Yeah, I really did. I liked it.
And was there many nerves? Was there? Tell us what was going through the head. You seemed fairly relaxed in the Ulster final day.
I don't really get wild nervous before football games, but I did a wee bit that day, and I felt it during the game. Definitely the nerves.
And the girls around you, I suppose, kept you calm and having that experience.
Yep.
As well. You, alongside you, you have Maya Alker. Maya, you've picked up an All-Star tonight as well at midfield, and we know, a couple of eyebrows have raised at that one, but midfield, a position that you've, played a little bit throughout the season this year.
Yeah, I think it was a good 30 minutes there, but it's great to get it anywhere. I suppose I was slotting it maybe into the forward line this year, but usually I'm midfield, so it's nice to get it in the midfield position anyway.
It's really, it's a new coming age for Terman. A number of new players has stepped in. Suppose when you look back in 2014 when Terman won that All-Ireland, there's a couple of old heads and one of them beside you here, but suppose it is a relatively new, fresh team that's coming.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of younger ones there. I'm 17 myself and I feel like one of the older ones at this stage. But it's great to have the fresh team. I think we had nearly 11 or something minors in the team this year. So I think them new kind of fresh legs and different kind of mindset was pretty helpful this year.
And that, I suppose, brings energy to training and brings belief along with that as well. Because we know Maya Terman, I suppose, the last couple of years, they haven't really been knocking at that door.
Yeah, I think we were kind of hoping if we just kept things the same and didn't make much change, we'd repeat what we did in 2014, but this year kind of proved that change really did help us this year, and there was a lot of new players coming in, and I think that really did mix it up this year and bring something different.
And I suppose Terman decided this year that they were going to get back to the heavy other side of the train and really commit this year, and suppose it proved that it was winning a county title once again, getting back into an Ulster title, so the curve is on the way up for Terman.
Yeah, definitely. It makes the training a lot easier when you're winning, and the hard runs pay off. I suppose it's hard to be motivated to do all that hard training when you're not getting much out of it, but this year things kind of turned around for us and the hard training wasn't so hard then.
I suppose first of all, reflect on what a year it's been for your club.
Yeah, it's been a great year for Nivora, definitely one for history anyway. For such a small club to come so far, it's just been a great achievement for us. A lot of hard work and commitment over the years has kind of shown through that.
Looking at your year, suppose, reflecting back on it, suppose it took a bit of hard talk and harsh words, but it just showed what you could achieve winning in a county and getting all the way to the Ulster final.
Mm-hmm. Just falling a little bit short a couple of the years in a row just kind of gave us that wee boost to go a bit further as well, as I say, and I suppose just kind of that determination we had this year and the commitment just kind of showed it through.
Looking what the team did this year for the community and for the club, but it really galvanised everybody, got you together, and right. Suppose that's what Nivora was waiting on. I was waiting on a team, and suppose the ingredients was there, Jade, but suppose it's one thing about talking, but the other thing is about doing.
I know. I suppose it was a great boost for the whole community as well. whole community is behind us, and it was great support, and just kind of like you said, like actually putting it into action was kind of our big kind of thing. We'd always kind of gotten into a couple of finals there through last couple of years and just fallen that bit short, but this year kind of the girls put together and stuff and kind of made that bit of a difference.
And can you put your finger on it, suppose, getting over the line? As you said, you've been in a couple of finals, got beat in them, the disappointment is there. Can you put your finger on it? What changed this year?
Probably just the determination and the amount of commitment we had this year probably was the most thing, I'd say, yeah.
And take us back to some of the special occasions. I think the Ulster semi-final will resonate with a lot of GAA folk around the county, because it was a game where you probably were coasting at one stage, but Con McGee's, they came back and it went to extra time, and I think he's just won by a point.
I know, it was just kind of like we were winning kind of like most bit of it, and then just when you kind of think you have that lead as well, a couple of the girls just kind of like, we're all just kind of holding back thinking that like we kind of had it, and then it just goes to show you like what a couple of points and goals will do. But I think we kind of had it in us that we wanted to work and whatnot, and we wanted to win it, so it just kind of shows the determination and who wants to win it the most.
And after the year, reflecting on it, suppose picking up an award here tonight, very special for you, for your club, and I suppose your family.
Yeah, there was two girls as well, Tara and Alva, they are both nominated as well from the club, so it was great even to have like the nomination as well, the three of us from the club, from such a small club. But yeah, great achievement and delighted to get it.
All attention turns now to 2020. What's the plans down there?
Oh, I don't know, some gym programmes and whatnot, so getting us sorted for the next year. We'll see.